I'd like to welcome you to the committal service this afternoon, and we'll be singing from the Green Hymn Book, and we'll start with hymn number 490, a wonderful hymn based on Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me the quiet waters by." Let's sing it thoughtfully. Remember the Lord's goodness to Mrs. Bradford. Verse 5 says, "Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house forevermore my dwelling place shall be." Let's stand and sing 490. Have a word of prayer together. It's a more intimate moment, but let's turn to the Lord in prayer and commit ourselves to Him as we commit Mrs. Bradford to the Lord's hands. Father, we thank you for bringing us now to this brief service. Thank you that you're with us here as you're with us in the church. And this afternoon, Father, we remember that amazing day when the Lord Jesus went to the tomb of Lazarus, and he saw his sisters grieving at the loss of a loved one. And it's wonderful, Father, to read that even though Lord Jesus knew what he was going to do, he broke down and wept with his sisters. And so, Father, we are aware that the Lord Jesus is with us this afternoon, and he cries with those who cry. And Father, we weep at the loss of a loved one. We weep, Father, because death was not part of the purpose in this creation. And yet, Father, we don't weep as those who have no comfort. And Lord, it was wonderful for Lazarus' sisters to hear the Lord Jesus speak into the tomb, "Lazarus, come forth." and to see their brother alive once again. We thank you, Lord, you are the resurrection, you are the life. We thank you that Mrs. Bradford believed in you. And we thank you that one day she will hear those words again, and her body will arise, and her body will be united to her spirit, and she will live forever in that glorified body in your presence. And so, Father, we grieve with gladness of heart, knowing, Father, we're only saying goodbye for a short while until you call us all to be with yourself forevermore. So be with us now, Father. Comfort us and accompany us in this time. In the name of the Lord Jesus we pray. Amen. I want to just read a brief portion of God's word. And it's actually what I read with Mrs. Bradford right at the end, the afternoon before she died. And I was going to visit her and thinking, Lord, what verse, what word can I share with her? This a wonderful passage in Luke chapter 2, that normally we read it in relation to the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. But when the Lord Jesus was taken to the temple, there in the temple, they met an old man. And we read in the following way. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. So here we have an old man, Simeon. He had an amazing experience. All through his life as a faithful Jew, his hope was that one day God will fulfill his promise and God would send the Messiah to be the Savior of the Jews. At that time, the Jews were going through a very difficult time. They were under the rule of the Romans. The spiritual leaders of the Jewish nation were not walking with God. And this old man, Simeon, grieved for his nation. And one day, the Holy Spirit spoke to him and said, Simeon, I have heard your prayers. I know that you want salvation for your people Israel. And you know what, Simeon? You won't die before you see that Savior. And the day came when the Holy Spirit prompted Simeon to go to the temple. I don't know what he expected. Maybe he was expecting to see a grown-up man. But he found a baby. And the Holy Spirit said, that is a Savior. That is a Christ. And he believed. And because he believed, he found a tremendous sense of peace. Because he knew the Savior had come. And so he said these words, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation. And that is true of Mrs. Bradford as well. The day came when she also saw the Lord's Christ. She wasn't like Simeon, an old man. She was only an 8-year-old child. And yet by faith, she saw that Christ was the Savior of this world. And at the age of 8, Mrs. Bradford believed in Christ. And then she believed in Christ all her life. And the day came a few days ago when the Lord called her to his presence. And she was aware that the Lord was letting his servant, Mrs. Bradford, depart in peace. And she was at peace because she had seen the salvation of God. And it's wonderful at a time like this to know that we're just committing her body into the Lord's hands. But her spirit is alive and well in God's presence. And one day, in a far greater way, she will see Christ as the Savior of the whole world when he comes to wind up the history of this world. Mrs. B believed that. She lived by that. And she died sure of that. And it's because we also believe that this afternoon we rejoice with hope that one day we shall see her again when we see the Lord Jesus coming in his glory. We'll now sing a hymn, number 6. This wonderful hymn where we say, "Abide with me. Fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens. Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, O abide with me. Hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes. Shine through the gloom and point me to the skies. Heaven's morning breaks and earth's vain shadows flee. In life, in death, O Lord, abide with me." Let's stand and sing this hymn.
Bless. Ills have no weight.
Father, how we thank you for that great morning when the dead in Christ shall arise and we shall triumph and reign and rule with him for all eternity. And Father, we thank you that's true, not simply because we want to believe it, but because the Lord Jesus died and rose again. And when he arose, he brought resurrection for all those who will believe in him. So we thank you, Father, for the life of Mrs. Betty Bradford. We thank you for a life well lived. And we thank you, Father, for that great day when you will raise her up and we will be together in the Lord's presence for all eternity. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Heavenly Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit keep us and comfort us in this day and until he comes again. In his name we pray. Amen.